Baby Loss Awareness Week is from the 9th to the 15th of October, and this year is the 20th anniversary of the event. Joining me is Sam Lizell, and welcome to Radio Way, Sam.
Hi, Andy.
Now, Sam, you have experienced baby loss, and you'd like to share your experience, so tell me what happened.
So, myself and my husband, Mark, we suffered 3 recurrent miscarriages, all before 12 weeks. We fell pregnant with our daughter, Isabel. We passed the 12-week mark and naively believed that we were in the safe zone. My pregnancy was closely monitored, but she was thriving. I was 38 weeks and 5 days when I woke up from a full night's sleep. Isabel loved to party between 2 and 4 a.m., so a full night's sleep hadn't happened for months. It was that morning we heard the words, "I'm sorry, there's no heartbeat." That very moment, the world stopped spinning. 3 words no parent should ever have to hear. 3 words we will never forget. The next days, weeks and months, as the world carried on around us, my world stopped. It was so quiet. It was so lonely. I hid behind sunglasses, even wearing them in a supermarket in the middle of March, so no one had to see my broken eyes, heavy with bags. I felt like my sunglasses made me invisible. I suppose like a child playing hide and seek in the most obvious place. People avoided me. They didn't know what to say, or if someone did approach me, they would ask a question and you could see the fear in their eyes. Everyone would ask how I was, but it's important to remember the dads too. Mark was my rock. Don't get me wrong, our relationship was crumbling like a cliff face. We grieved differently. Mark went back to work while I took full maternity leave. There were many occasions I resented him for carrying on. However, I now know that's what he needed to do, and I respect him so much for that. It's important to realise everyone grieves in their own way. And if you are supporting a family member or a friend through baby loss, ask them what they need from you. They may want a shoulder. They may need space. They may need a home-cooked meal in the fridge if and when they feel ready to eat. If I had one piece of advice for supporting a parent in their darkest time, it would be to ask them about their baby. Often I have spoken to people who have mentioned they were scared to bring Isabel into conversation as they were afraid to upset me. I'm proud to be Isabel's mummy, and when somebody mentions her name, it shows me she touched more lives than just mine and Mark's, and I can't help but smile. Baby Loss Awareness Week helps break the silence, brings us all together as a community. It's such a beautiful moment seeing different buildings and homes lit up pink and blue. Taking part in International Wave of Light, remembering all the babies who left footprints on hearts. Please light a candle at 7 p.m. on the 15th of October for 1 hour to honour all these babies. I just wanted to take a really quick moment to thank Sarah and her team at St. Peter's Hospital, who have supported myself and Mark. No words will ever be enough to show our gratitude. Without your support and continued support with raising awareness, holding memory days, parents like me would have nowhere else to turn, so thank you.
So, Sam, obviously this happened a few years ago, but looking back, what did you find the most beneficial thing that people could do and say to you?
The most beneficial thing was to ask me about Isabel, how her birth, what she looked like, how much she weighed, because as a parent whose baby isn't in their arms, the only things we have to show or tell people are photos. And I didn't want to hide Isabel away because she was the most beautiful person in the whole wide world.
She was part of you. That's important, isn't it, to you both?
Oh, 100%. And she continues to be and will forever be a huge part of our family.
We now roll the clock forward to the present, and though Izzy is never forgotten, as you say, your family has increased in numbers. Tell me about your new arrival.
We have a 2.5-year-old called Aria, who likes to keep us on our toes. She was born 1 year and 2 months after Isabel passed away. She is the light of our world. Don't get me wrong, she's hard work.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, 2.5-year-old is not easy, I can say. But obviously, as you said earlier, Zara and the team at St. Peter's Maternity Unit were really there when you needed them most, weren't they?
100%. I could call them. When I was pregnant with Aria, I was so closely monitored. I had such a brilliant team behind me. We couldn't have done it without them. There's no way I could have survived the anxiety of being pregnant with Aria after Isabel without their help.
Great story, Sam. It's difficult to think how to end this, but I'd just like to say a big thank you for you sharing your story about baby Isabel and the experience and the support you and your family had from the team at St. Peter's. I'm sure others who have experienced similar events can relate to your story, and I really appreciate your time taking the time to tell us it. I hope it does help others. And Sam, thank you very much.
Thank you for inviting me on, and thank you for taking the time to listen.
That's no problem. Listening is most important. Listening to people and what they have to say is more important than talking.
Absolutely. I agree. Thank you, Andy.
Caring for you. Radio Wave.